And welcome back to the program. On today's show, we're going to be talking with Catherine Martinez, who is the general manager of WKXL, our neighbor right down the street, a longtime fixture in the Concord community. And Catherine, just we love what you've been doing so far as general manager, and thanks for taking a few minutes. I know you have a really busy schedule and a lot that you do, right?
Yes.
So thanks for stopping by.
No problem. It's a very easy walk over here from 37 Reddington Road.
Yeah, so. As long as it's not downpouring, right?
As long as it's not downpouring, exactly.
Yeah. And you and I have talked a couple times lately, and it's been great to see the community outreach that you guys have been doing. But before we get into some of the now, if you could maybe just share, for those who maybe are new to Concord, most Concord residents know WKXL, but give us sort of the 30,000 foot view, brief history and what WKXL is.
I love it. First off, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate being here and having the opportunity to talk a little bit about WKXL and what we're doing. WKXL first aired on June 15th, 1946, so 76 years ago, from Eagle Hotel right in downtown Concord, and then in the late 50s ended up moving to Reddington Road. That little house on the private drive was literally built for WKXL, which is pretty cool. And we were primarily known as the voice of the Capitol. So we talked a lot about politics and local businesses and local community outreach and all of that. And then we morphed into music. And now we're a little bit of both, and we're trying to also bring back local sports. So it's very exciting.
And over that time period since 1946, Concord has changed a lot. There's been a lot of changes in our industries and lifestyle. We know Main Street looks a lot different, even things like the Eagle Hotel and things like that. With Eagle Hotel, that wasn't on Main Street, right? Was that on Main Street?
It was right on Main Street. Yeah. Same, big building.
So it's crazy to me that KXL is one of those organizations that's been along for the ride as Concord's changed. WKXL, I'm sure, has adapted and changed along the way.
Absolutely.
What are some of the ways that you've seen that local radio has adapted to modern times?
Yes, that was a big one. I had a recent Concord Monitor article talking a little bit about this, which was super exciting. Shout out to Concord Monitor.
Yep.
I think, you know, there's been a lot of hubbub about radio, especially in regards to AM, which is what WKXL started as in 1450 AM, not being, you know, included in newer vehicles, electric vehicles. So the biggest question is, you know, is radio dying? Is it going anywhere? And I think the beautiful thing about radio is we need it because community needs it. And the moment we get rid of radio, community voice can be lost. Same with newspapers, same with anything, you know, located within that community range. So that was my biggest thing that I wanted to get out there in the Monitor, was that we are able to coexist with both. We have the opportunity to now be live streaming anywhere in the world. We're no longer confined to just our areas in Concord or Manchester, which is where we have signal now as well. So we can utilize that platform and that nouveau technology to reach to a wider audience, and I think that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, I think reaching a wider audience, but I think there's a lot of alignment with both of our organizations because those are similar questions. And the same thing about is cable television going away? Is, you know, do people not want to hear this programming or see this programming? But I think overwhelmingly we've seen that yes, people still want to be connected to what's happening in Concord, but people may be listening in other avenues. I think podcasting is a really big example where that is a huge medium right now, and podcasting is just another form of audio production, right? It's still interviews, it's still storytelling, it's still information.
Yeah.
And so you are live streaming 24/7 on the KXL website, mm-hmm. and also putting on SoundCloud all these interviews too. So.
Yes. So we have our own form of podcasting, essentially, because we do upload to Apple and Spotify and iTunes and all of that. So every streaming platform you can imagine, we're also utilizing, which also shows how radio can coexist with, you know, the changing times.
Yep.
I don't think it's going anywhere anytime soon, which is a relief because I love broadcasting, and having been put in this position to learn about the family that resides within it has been such a wonderful and positive experience.
Yeah. So how did you get involved with WKXL? How did it all start?
So 3 years ago is when I got signed on with WKXL during the pandemic. So I was primarily working in, so I'm a musician, classical singer, and all types of genres. But I was actually working as a field producer in reality documentary television out of Las Vegas. So when the pandemic hit, everything shut down on the West Coast. I wasn't really working, and I knew some folks at WKXL, and I had had some audio production experience in being a vocalist, so I learned the ropes there and what the procedures were there, and that's how I started, was as an audio producer, daytime producer, running the live board, editing all the content, working with the social media and the website management, so a lot of little pieces. And then last year, some things changed, and I was asked to come on board as a general manager, which was a shock, because you start out as an audio producer, and now you're helping run the station. Yep. That's a vast difference from what I was doing before. And I really could not have done anything within this past year without the support of my team and the support of our station owner, Gordon Humphrey. He's owned the station for 20 years now, took it over in 2004. And having his support and community support as well, get excited seeing someone new with innovative ideas that might be a little bit younger sitting in the seat as GM. I'm not super young, but you know, I'm still holding true to being within the younger generation as GM.
The younger crowd.
The younger crowd, yes. I'll hold on to that for as long as I can. But I'm learning something new every day, and I love soaking in as much knowledge as I can with my peers, and those that have been in the broadcast industry for so long are now stopping by the station to check up on me. If I have any questions, they're offering a lending hand, and I couldn't be more grateful for the support.
Yeah. Do you want to give a shout out? Are there other members of the team that you mentioned that you wanted to just sort of mention or give a shout out to?
Absolutely, yes. Peter St. James, thank you for all of your support.
Yeah.
He's a big, very well-known radio personality in the community. Ken Kale as well was such a support in getting me through this process. Shout out to Andrew Gibson, who's our new daytime producer, who took over a big workload for me, because at the time I was doing both daytime producing and general managing.
It's too much.
It's wild, yeah. So I'm very grateful for him, and to be able to trust somebody downstairs is wonderful. And my mother, Jane Cormier, who is also a radio host at the station.
I've been
on
Artful Living.
We got to get you back on.
I'd love to be on anytime.
Okay, wonderful. I'll make sure to email you after this. And of course, again, Gordon Humphrey for his endless support and open ear to anything I might be stressed about and him alleviating that.
Good. I think sometimes there's organizational fears when younger generations, and I say young, I mean typically millennial age people step into leadership roles of, you know, oh no, you're going to wipe away our history, or you're going to wipe away. And it's great. There's a lot of examples. Your story certainly is one of them, where you respect the history of the organization, understand the mission, the purpose, the community service provided, but just offer a different perspective, offer different ideas, try different things that I think we're seeing around Concord, other examples of that. And it makes Concord a better place, I think.
It really does. It is. I love history, so being able to preserve and protect the legacy of WKXL, and again, I'm still learning about all the different facets. I mean, it's been around for so long. I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't even know that. But that's been the biggest thing as well that I really wanted to push in that article as well was we're working with the Concord Historical Society. I went up in the attic and pulled all the old big reel-to-reels and 8-tracks.
Is that over at Kimball Jenkins where they have their collection?
Yes, yes. And we're in the process of trying to find a grant to digitize everything that we have and put it online for the public to have access to, for the Historical Society to have access to. All of our old equipment from the 50s is downstairs being housed. So I almost want to make the station into a little museum and, you know, show where we came from. I love stuff like that. So
you can see like a little tour or something, or a little like guided walk or something. Yeah.
Self-guided.
Yeah.
I mean, that station, I mean, it literally looks like a house on an abandoned road, which can sometimes be a little stark for people. But I have to remember, you know, this road or this building was built in the late 50s. You know, and we are an independent station, so we're not going to run like your typical corporate big brick building. buildings, you know, and radio. So I love our little house. It's like a second home.
Yeah, it's great. And I love the location, this part of Concord. We can, on a nice day, like you said, you can walk here. I can walk over there. Yeah.
Yes.
I lost my train of thought. There's so much good stuff. I wanted to ask you about just in your experience the last couple of years, do you have any fun stories that are worth sharing or funny things that have happened? We work in a similar type of production environment. We have all kinds of stories of fun things that have happened or quirky things or things that go, oh my God, only in local media could this happen.
Yeah,
anything like that that stands out?
Nothing that sticks out. I feel like there's so much that happens at the radio station. The biggest thing is the technology. You know, that was a huge, to be just totally transparent, that was a very big handicap for me. I was very nervous about that coming in as GM because I knew nothing about this industry as a whole, let alone the technology of if something breaks or goes down, you know, how do I make this work? Shout out to Andy as well, who is our engineer. He's been a lifesaver in helping me figure out and navigate it. But I think the funniest thing is when there's this big transmitter and something's off the air, it's literally as simple as turning it off and back on. You don't really think about it like
troubleshooting
that.
Troubleshooting 101.
Literally.
Turn it off, turn it back on.
Yes, yeah. So yeah, I've had so many panics of, you know, our big AM transmitter not working, and, you know, I'll call Andy, and he's like, Cap, just, you got to turn it off and back on. And you just got to laugh about it because you don't, you want to be careful with this equipment, especially, we still have the original AM transmitter from 1946 downstairs. It's actually a backup for the new one that we have now. So if the new one happens
so it'll
to go
still
down,
run.
It's still we had, and when we got our new signal in Manchester, we did have an incident with one of our Concord towers. It fell, and we ended up having to mount a new antenna for our Concord location to the AM tower in the back of our radio station, which was awesome, but it was a big, it was a thing. And luckily it ended up working out and being fine, but we actually had to kick on the old AM transmitter for a little bit, and it was loud, but it worked. They're like Nokia phones. You really can't break them.
Oh my God. Yeah, you throw it against the wall.
Literally,
it works.
It's indestructible. Yeah.
So that's, I mean, I think that's always going to be the problem. We encounter all kinds of technical issues, even though there's all these promises of, you know, new digital technology. It works better than ever. It's streamlined. You hear all that.
Yeah.
There's still things that go wrong, even with newer equipment.
Of course it does. I mean, the biggest issues we have, which I think most radio stations have, is big rainstorms, thunderstorms, power will go on and off, and snow. Sometimes snow will pile up into the big satellites and you've got to shovel it out and have, because if that happens.
Sounds like you've had to do that.
Yeah, but it's fine. It's just part of the job.
Part of it, yeah.
But I think what I love about it is, you know, how authentic it is. You know, we're human at the end of the day. Not everything's going to be perfect. And the same goes for radio or any broadcasting. So
you love the authenticity. What else do you love about WKXL and local radio?
I just love the support that we have received for as long as we have, for 76 years. Seeing people light up when they have the opportunity to come in and interview and talk about their experience here, or seeing our interactions on social media when we post a flashback Friday of an old black and white photo and they're able to list every employee that was in that photo. I mean, that's a big deal. I always say, you know, any advertisers that come on or new folks that come sponsor, or even just anybody that wants to come and visit the station, we welcome them to the table, you know, to be a part of the WKXL family. Yep. And that's hugely important to me.
Are there any things in particular you're looking forward to coming up, either specific events or just in general that you're looking forward to coming up?
Yes. So just in regards to programming in general, we have a lot of new local programming coming up, especially in our weekend slots, which is going to be super exciting. So keep an ear out for that. Yeah. And we have a WKXL New Hampshire Opera Idol competition coming up on April 28th at the Bank of the New Hampshire stage in the Canton Room.
That's going to be fun.
It will be. And Concord TV is coming out.
We'll be there. The Canton Room, that's like the upstairs room of the kind of the lounge area.
It's beautiful. It's a little cute little recital area.
Yeah,
so we're going to have a nice little grand in there and have some opera singers from all over the U.S. come out and compete for contracts and cash prizes.
It's going to be a big deal.
It's going to be so much fun. We're seeing a lot of traffic already. Tickets can be purchased at the Capital Center for the Arts, ccah.com, I believe.
Which they're also a great community partner,
too.
We love them.
Oh, we have Sal over all the time, Sal Prizio.
Yep.
He's a great person to know if you're interested in coming out and doing shows with them.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything else besides that? That seems like the big event coming up.
That's the big one, yeah. I feel like there's so many new ideas and exciting things to come. I'm trying to practice patience and not have everything
not
run at
in.
Once. Especially, considering we are a big, small team at the station. But keep an ear out. Follow us on social media, WKXLNH on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. And check out our website as well, nhtalkradio.com, for all the updates.
Yeah, you guys are posting a lot on social media, so that's a great way to keep up with what you guys are doing.
Yeah, we didn't have as strong of a presence a couple of years ago, but we're trying to get back into that, and we have some interns on the way that are going to come over and help us out. So
you guys probably noticed when Facebook went down a couple days, just like we did, right?
Yes, that was yesterday. I thought I was hacked. I think everybody thought they were hacked, yes.
That's what we thought, too, and that's one of our big drivers. I mean, we're not posting, like, for us, we post maybe two or three times a day with some highlights of, the big productions we've been working on. Mm. But when you literally think your account has been hacked into, it wasn't just a you can't get in, but it was like a your password's not working situation.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, it was, and my personal Facebook has about 6 or 7 business accounts attached to it, including WKXL.
So that's a big deal. Yeah,
like, same please here. Work. Instagram, too. So you own Instagram as well. So,
That is the downside. We do, and we were talking before we started recording about the, big social media companies and about some of the automation they do and how it impacts us as small content creators. Mm-hmm. The fact that we depend on YouTube, Facebook, not going to say anything bad because they could take any of this down at any time, right?
Right.
But the strength of local media is it's real people, real community members like you and me,
mm-hmm.
That we have real staff back there.
Yeah.
I told Matt I was going to name drop him once. Emmett's back there too.
Okay.
But those are real people. It's not AI. It's not automated.
No.
And that people need to support local media so that we can continue to have, positions for real people to do this work that isn't automated, that isn't some person in, no offense to California, who clicks a button and says, nope, that violates our policies, that video can't go up.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a problem that I do see that we've been battling.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be a constant one, especially with AI coming up now and, all of the new technological advances we have coming up. But, we are forced to be reckoned with when we stick together.
I agree.
Making sure that, public access, newspaper, radio, and even supporting your local businesses is hugely important.
Yep.
So check everybody out.
Yeah, right. It's definitely worth shouting out. You mentioned the Concord Monitor. They've been really great to work with. Concord Patch we've worked with. So
yes.
And we all fit different. There's kind of areas of some overlap or alignment of our collective mission.
Yeah.
But we all kind of do slightly different, provide different services slightly.
Yeah.
So there's, I always find that we work with like a Concord Patch and a Tony really well.
I love Tony.
In case he listens to a lot of programming. But that we serve slightly different purposes, and that's great. Or the Concord Monitor, they cover things that we never would have a chance to.
Yeah.
And that we're not really in the print media game. Mm. And certainly a lot of what KXL does, we don't have the capacity to produce as many shows as you guys produce.
Right.
So, but when we work together, and we've seen instances like during elections where we've worked together and certainly coming up on other, like our opera idol
yes.
opportunities to work together. So like you said, sticking together, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, it's hugely important. We are all very similar in regards to like our overall theme and what we want to produce, but we are also uniquely our own.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's important.
It is very important.
Anything else that you wanted to remind our audience about? Could you maybe just remind us just one more time of where we can listen on AM, FM, online? Give us the whole rundown again.
Yes, so we are 1450 AM and 103.9 FM in Concord and 101.9 FM in Manchester. That's our new signal out there. It goes out as far as Wyndham, I've heard, which is insane. I mean, it's such a strong signal. You can also listen to us 24 hours on our website at nhtalkradio.com on our Listen Online tab. And follow us on social media, WKXLNH on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. X.
That's right, yeah.
You
see, now we're going to get removed from Twitter now, too. Great. Here
well, it doesn't exist, so maybe not.
It doesn't.
It's fine.
On X.
Yes,
yeah.
On X.
This has been a lot of fun. Thanks for joining us. Catherine from WKXL, keep up the great work.
Thank you.
And you're welcome back anytime.
So. I appreciate that. And you're welcome at the station as well. Thank you for having me.
I'll take you up on that. Thank you so much. Thanks to everyone for watching. We'll see you for the next Community Conversations. If you have ideas for guests that you want us to have on, organizations to feature, let us know, and we'll see you for the next one. Thanks.